Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We'll have a brand new video up this week, and we update it with lots of new things every single day. And so check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. An exciting new poll question up this week, so check that out and all the other things that are there, including the work that Jorian Clark has offered us and made available to us as a great member of our Brain Trust now for almost 11 years. You can find her there as well as on her own websites, which is spectracom.com. But the one we're talking about right now, Jory, is the kids' site, kidscom.com, right?
Yes, yes. And I send parents and educators there because right on the homepage we have an area for them. And that's where they can go learn and find out what kids are doing, and they can stay abreast of things. You know, there's also, this week, if anybody is in the Pasadena area, there's also a Digital Kids Conference, which is the largest gathering of different professionals engaged in producing online and mobile products and helping people understand that youth market, which is really not only important for them as a buying audience, but also because they're an influencing audience to the adults that are making those real household purchases.
I want to ask you a question that you didn't know I was going to ask you, Jory, but it's something I've been thinking a lot about. I've been writing about it a little bit, and that is this idea of the speed of technology. You know, technology is not new, right? I mean, we've had technology for millennia. But what's happening is what's taking our breath away is the velocity of the change of technology, right? And yeah. And it's the world you live in, the world you're working in. But here's the thing: all this technology is helping humans. It's giving humans new tools, new exciting new things to do, new ways to do it, new information. It's doing all those things, and I'm part of that too. I'm right in the middle of it. But at what point in time do we say this technology is good for that human, but it might not be good for humanity?
Yes.
Isn't that a question we need to start asking ourselves? Just because we can, is it still a right thing to do? When we have new innovations and we consider embracing them, isn't it time to say at what cost?
Yes, I think that's a good point. And you know, I've also been very involved with all the privacy issues that go along with technology.
That's one really important component of what I was talking about. Yeah.
Yes, especially when it comes to youth. But even as adults, one of the things we have to think about is everything that we create online, whether that's a posting or a comment that we make on something we read on a blog, or whether that's something we put into our social network, like a Facebook site, that's there for anybody to read forever. And so using a little wisdom about how we present our ideas or a little wisdom on how we're commenting on others is really important.
But Joy, here's the thing, though. You and I both know when you and I talk about things like this to the young people, they look at us like we're fossils, like we're relics, because they and here's the another little point I wanted to stick in here. They've got lots of content. They know how to get all the content they need, but at their age, whether it be 8 or 28, maybe they don't have all the context that they need.
Yes.
And even though you and I may not be as quick as they are, we have more context, and isn't it incumbent upon us older folks to help these people with context about this technology? Again, back to my question, at what cost?
Yes. Well, and that's why we're such big proponents of multiple generations, whether that's parents and kids or grandparents and kids, using the technology together, because the younger generations know the techniques of technology, mm-hmm. and I believe the older generations know the wisdom of information.
Content and context, that's right.
Yes, content and context. And it's also important for families to understand what their kids are looking at. So for example, with our site, we really consider it a gated community where we're very conscious of what we're putting up on the site mm-hmm. or allowing others to put up. So, for example, right now a lot of families allow their kids to make videos and then post those on YouTube of
right.
themselves. We actually have the kids make videos using their avatars and posting
yeah.
that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't necessarily want somebody to see what my 8-year-old looks like.
Right.
I don't mind.
You want everybody in the world to have access to that.
Correct. Exactly.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
That's why it's so essential that we just don't plug the kids into digital devices and walk away.
Right. So as we wrap up, Jory, the thing that you and I think agree on, One of the many things we agree on is don't be afraid to be a little bit of a relic, if that's what they want to call you, but help them with the context of all this content, right?
Yes.
Give us that website again, Jory.
Don't just turn the computer off, because they'll
right.
still turn it on.
They know how to do that.
Kidscom.com.
Yeah. Check it out, folks. Kidscom.com. Jory, thank you for being here. Jorian Clark, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.